Secretary of Roman Labor Correspondent. I attended the TRIP, which is Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program, on Monday, November 15th, where they were celebrating grown community. And that was in downtown Troy on River Street at the Headley Building. They were honoring our community activist, Deacon Jerry Ford, and his wife, Elvira Ford. And they were founders of Team Hero. And they were honored for their work with youth in the Troy community. And I spoke to the organizer about the event.
And I have, as my guest, one of the organizers of this, and her name is...
Christine Nealon. I am the president and CEO of the Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program, often referred to as TRIP. And we're here tonight to celebrate strong community and the individuals who help us build it. Tonight, though, we're focusing on two individuals. One of them is Kirsten Keefe, who is an attorney with the Empire Justice Center. And she has worked tirelessly to ensure that people's wealth they've built through their homeownership is protected through the Homeownership Protection Program. Additionally, we're honoring Jerry and Elvira Ford for their work in positive youth development. Most people around Troy know Jerry and Elvira for one thing or another. Maybe it's as parents or for the work they do with youth in the community to ensure that they have access to all things that help them know they have hope and a purpose in their future, because without our youth, our community is not strong.
And just tell me a little bit more about TRIP, because TRIP's been around for a while.
Sure. So TRIP has been around since 1968. It started off by helping to bring vacant and abandoned properties to life with neighbors who were investing through sweat equity to put these buildings back into action for homes of individuals who lived near and around those vacant and abandoned buildings. And fast forward to today, we are doing housing and community development, which includes property management, real estate development, homeownership promotion and preservation, along with leadership development. So we work with our neighbors in every single part of what we do to ensure that their voices are elevated to help shape the futures of their neighborhoods.
And the awardees that you have tonight, so have they been involved, in your program?
Yeah, so Jerry and Elvira actually purchased a home when they came to the city of Troy. They were renting from a landlord and they really liked their building. Their landlord announced one day that they wanted to sell the building, and Jerry and Elvira wanted to invest in their community as homeowners. So they came to TRIP and they took our classes and they learned how to repair credit and build savings and to get on the path to homeownership. And fast forward a few years later, they did in fact buy that building. And now that home serves as a foundation, not just for their family, but for all of the youth that come and seek support and guidance and a foundation from them.
Well, and Jerry went on to organize a group called Team Hero.
Jerry and Elvira have done amazing things. So not only are they doing this on the ground work, but they've partnered up with a number of other organizations to find the sweet spot of what was missing. And so that sweet spot is what is now called Team Hero. It's a group of adults who volunteer and invest in the youth, whether it's after hours, after a football game, giving kids a positive place to hang out and have pizza, or on a Sunday afternoon, taking them on field trips, just making sure that kids have positive things to do and role models around them to seek out guidance and basically a sense of hope for their futures.
And I noticed too that when I walk through the community, I see projects that y'all do more than just
Yeah, it's really important to us not only to build strong community, but to make sure that that community is balanced and that it has all the amenities that people in that community seek to really on a daily basis. What do we need? We need schools for our children. We need places to go grab a cup of coffee or breakfast. We need a grocery store. We need, transportation, whether it's through a parking lot for our vehicles or the bus to pick up a bus or an Uber. There's so many different ways that we operate within our communities, and we need to ensure that every community has the affordable amenities, parks, running and bike trails, all things that help us find safety and a sense of belonging among our neighbors and in our communities. So yes, we build buildings, and we have amazing voices helping us pick colors of siding and how many units in each building. And those are our neighbors, and we couldn't do the work that we do without them.
It sounds like you are very happy with the job that you're doing.
I am. There's lots of challenges. It's not always easy, but nights like this help me remember why and how we're doing our work, and that it's not about me at all. It's not even about Trip the organization. It's about the partner investors who shape it and who help guide us, whether it's that, you know, some of our tenants are also our employees or our neighbors in and around the buildings that we're building are actually serving on our board of directors. People who grew up in the neighborhoods are helping us to understand what was good and right in those communities when they were thriving. And just always acknowledging what's right and what's working well before we go out and seek change.
Where's Trip located?
So we have offices at 409 River Street, and we also have a satellite office at 378 10th Street. And we do recommend, as we're just coming out of the pandemic, to give us a call or to email info@triponline.org to ensure that the staff who people want to connect with are available. We do try to do appointment only. Certainly when there's urgent needs, we work with our folks to make sure those needs get met. We do have some satellite site offices for our maintenance teams, who are a key part of our property management services. Investment can come in a lot of ways. People give us money, but they also give us time, and they also, most importantly, give us their voice and tell us what they know to be true in their community. So if any of those things are available to you to share, give us a call or email us at info@triponline.org.
What are some of your partners? What are some of the groups or offices that you partner with?
So Team Hero, the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Region.
What about business?
Yep, Unity House is a key partner in this most recent real estate development project that we have. We're 50% ownership on that project. We work with architects in the area, contractors. BBL is our main contractor right now. However, we have worked with others in the past. Brown's Brewing and Ryan's Wake are our neighbors right on River Street, and they're incredibly supportive in all different ways, from snow blowing our sidewalk to letting us host events in their venue spaces. The list goes on and on. We have CDPHP, who gives us funding to support our work in the community. NBT Bank has given us construction loans. As I mentioned, and certainly KeyBank, our signature sponsor for this evening, has been very influential in helping us try some new things around financial literacy and ensuring that people who have rental arrears are able to get some support from us.
Okay. All right, thank you. I see somebody sitting next to you. I ran into her, and she said she's the board of directors.
Yvonne Drew is our chair of the Trip Board of Directors. So she's like my boss over here.
Yeah, right.
Yvonne Drew has owned property in Hillside North and North Central. And she has a long history, career, and strength of the community, and knows a lot of what's going on. So we're very lucky to have her as our chair. Yeah.